And here is the Writer's Almanac for Saturday. It's the 21st of February, 2009. It's the birthday of the poet W.H. Auden, Whiston Hugh Auden, born York, England, 1907. Wanted to be a mining engineer. And then one afternoon when he was 15, a friend asked him if he ever wrote poetry. He decided he would try and liked it well enough to continue. Settled in the United States and wrote poetry right up until his death in 1973. It's the birthday of the novelist and short story writer David Foster Wallace, Ithaca, New York, 1962. He was a nationally ranked junior tennis player, went to Amherst College, majored in philosophy. For his senior thesis, wrote a work of fiction, and when he was 24, that was published as his first novel, The Broom of the System. He decided to write a novel about a future America where everyone is addicted to something, to sports or drugs or sex or entertainment. The novel was 1,079 pages long, filled with footnotes, complicated sentences, literary allusions, pop culture allusions, philosophy, and that novel was Infinite Jest, published 1996, became a bestseller. David Foster Wallace, who suffered from depression for more than 20 years and last year committed suicide at the age of 44. David Foster Wallace, who said, "The truth will set you free, but not until it is finished with you." It's the birthday of the novelist Ha Jin, born in Liaoning Province in China, 1956. After the Cultural Revolution, 1966, he had no more formal education, served in the Chinese army, was almost illiterate, so he taught himself to read and then came to America for college, learned English. He's written many award-winning books of poetry and short stories and novels, all of them in English, including Waiting, War Trash, and A Free Life. Ha Jin, who said, "Comedy is a high order of art, very rare. Life is full of tragedies, but how can you write comedy without vulgarities?" And it's the birthday of Chuck Palahniuk, born in Burbank, Washington, 1962. He was an assembly line mechanic for Freightliner when he wrote a novel, Invisible Monsters, which publishers rejected. It was just too disturbing. He came back to his job one Monday, having gotten in a big fight over the weekend. His face was bashed in. And he noticed how everyone at work pretended not to notice. They didn't want to ask him how it happened. So he wrote a novel about an anonymous yuppie protagonist, gets sick of his safe life, starts a club where men will fight each other in order to feel something. It was called Fight Club. The narrator of Fight Club repeats his mantra to himself, "Deliver me from Swedish furniture, deliver me from clever art. May I never be complete, may I never be content, may I never be perfect." Here's a poem for today, a poem by Hal Sirowitz, entitled "Doesn't Matter What It Looks Like," with a quotation from The Book of Manners, 1958. "When you have blown your nose, you should not open your handkerchief and inspect it as though pearls or rubies had dropped out of your skull." After you have blown your nose, Father said, it's not polite to look inside your handkerchief to see what it looks like. You're not a doctor. What's more important is getting the handkerchief back into your pocket without staining your pants. There are some things it's better not to look at. It should be left to your imagination. But if you have a strong desire to look, you can always find pictures of it in a medical book. A poem by Hal Sirowitz, "Doesn't Matter What It Looks Like," from his collection Father Said, published by Soft Skull Press, and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation. You can read thousands of classic and contemporary poems online at poetryfoundation.org. Engineered by Thomas Scheutzker. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.